we've been looking at the aspect of being able to endeavor to be Ahlul Jannah, to aspire to reach our full potential, and by being able to have Jannah on this earth and therefore then continuing for Jannah in the Akhirah. And we focused on Ayah 201 of Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا عَدْنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And there are some amongst them who say, our Rabb, grant us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the punishment of the fire. Continuing with the physical manifestations of belief, we've looked at health, we've looked at attire, and we've also looked at the spoken word. We will now look at the behavior of one who is Ahlul Jannah. Because behavior is a result of all the intelligences of the human being, we will look at IQ, we will look at personal intelligence, or rather emotional intelligence, and spiritual intelligence. We've talked about this in programs before, but repetition is always helpful, just as the Quran says, "Innaf atad dhikra," remembrance has always got a benefit to it. In essence, there are three types of intelligences. You have the IQ, which is the rational, logical, the rule-bound thinking intelligence. A computer, for example, has a high IQ. We have emotional intelligence, or rather personal intelligence, which is habit-bound in emotional thinking. And then we have spiritual intelligence, where it is the thinking with which we address meaning, direction, and value to our actions. Let's look at each one of these in greater detail. The IQ is the intelligence which allows us to solve logical or strategic problems. It was a big thing in the early part of the 20th century, and you find that psychologists devise tests to determine people's level of intelligence. And the theory was, the higher the IQ, the higher their intelligence. But we found that just a rational, logical intelligence was not enough, because on its own, without any emotional or spiritual intelligence, it could lead through downfall, through pride and arrogance. And we see that in the stories of Shaitan, for example. Shaitan was Iblis, and Iblis was very, very intelligent. He used to tutor the angels. And when one day there was a sign up in the heavens which said that one of them would be thrown out of heaven, all the angels were worried. They even went up to Jibreel and said, "We're really worried, this might be us." And he said, "Well, let's go to our teacher." And they went to Shaitan and he said, "Don't worry, I will pray for all of you." He forgot himself. The same goes for Abu Jahl, who was the uncle of the Prophet. He was previously known as Abul Hikmah, father of wisdom. But the Prophet ﷺ said that if such wisdom did not lead him to believe that there was a creator, then in essence he was Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance. As I mentioned before, computers have high IQs. They know what the rules are. They follow them without making mistakes. That does not make them emotionally or spiritually intelligent at all. EQ, which was a name given by Daniel Goleman, was better known as personal intelligence. Maybe today we'll call it emotional intelligence. In essence, it's the ability to control one's impulses and therefore manage emotions. In Islam, we would say it is taqwa, God consciousness through jihad, through striving, and to be able to have raja or hope. And empathy, which is rahma is the ability to read emotion in others. In essence, it is self-restraint and compassion. We find that in the animal kingdom, they often have EQ, a sense of the situation they're in and knowing how to respond to it. Aristotle, the Greek philosopher, said, "Anyone can become angry, that is easy. But to be angry with the right person, to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose and in the right way, that is not easy. But neither animals nor computers ask why we have these rules or situations. How can we better them, or how can we make them different?" And this comes in spiritual intelligence. I'd like to call it SQ, really, which is the acquisition of an authentic power, the acquisition of mulk. And it is basically living to die, not dying to live. One with spiritual intelligence is one who can discriminate between right and wrong, who questions the purpose of existence, who transforms one's situation. As Imam Hussain alayhi salam said, life is nothing but hijrah and jihad. It is the spiritual intelligence which integrates all the other intelligences. In essence, it is the intelligence of the soul, of the nafs, which gives a meaning to life. It is that which feels the emptiness in a human being. It makes us respond to the Qur'an. It allows us to witness Jannah and Jahannam on earth. And actually, it's that which takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a human being, in the behavior, you find it is the ability in a person to bring higher vision, to bring higher value to others, showing them how to use it. In other words, a motivator, a person who motivates others. One who has spiritual intelligence is incapable of making anyone or anything a victim. They do not use any force against anybody else. All our prophets had a high spiritual intelligence because they taught us with that which awakened in us the recognition of truth. Now, lack of spiritual intelligence shows in the form of grief and sorrow. It's a perpetual state of anguish. There's no possession of peace of mind and body. And if an affliction were to visit them, then they lose all sort of strength, all sort of forbearance, and there's no fortitude in the face of events. So looking at all these definitions, where do we begin? Well, the first step, in essence, is to recognize emotions. In other words, to develop taqwa through jihad, the ability to be able to discriminate amongst our emotions and be able to guide our behavior. A note of caution though, you see, the goal is not to suppress emotions but to balance them. The first thing that happens is an impulse, because that's the medium of emotion. The seed of impulses is a feeling which bursts to express itself in action. If a human being is at the mercy of impulse and there's no self-control, then we find there's moral deficiency. If you look at the English word emotion, for example, it comes from the Latin word motio, which means to move. Emotion leads to action. And each emotion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to prepare the body for a different kind of response. Think about it. If you're angry, you will clench your hands. It was there, and there's an increased flow of blood to the hands because it's there to grasp weapons. If you're fearful, if you fear, if you're scared, you find you freeze for a while because there's blood to the large skeletal muscles. First of all, you freeze, and then you want to run away from a situation. The emotion of love causes relaxation. If you're surprised, you will raise your eyebrows because you're sweeping. There's a large visual sweep of everything in your view. If you're disgusted, your upper lip will curl, the nose wrinkles, and that was so that if there was any poisonous food, it would be spat out. If you're sad, there is a drop in energy, and that creates the opportunity to recuperate on what's happened and be able to build up the energy levels again. And how emotions are displayed are also molded by our culture. Remember, we choose the thoughts and the behavior. And through the behavior we choose the consequences. Thoughts also affect our physiological selves. For example, if you thought of your favorite food just now, you will salivate. There's a powerful connection. And think how these thoughts program you every day. Let me give you a story so it breaks it up and you understand what I'm trying to say. There's a wonderful story about a sheikh who was invited to a dinner where there were very many prominent people. There were ministers and there was doctors. There was all sort of professions there. And the host's daughter suddenly fainted and she became ill. So she collapsed and they laid her down. And the host asked the sheikh to say a few prayers. And just as he was doing that, the minister of health who was there said, "In this day and age, we have so much advance in technology and, you know, we have doctors here who've got vitamins and all sorts of things that will cure this child. Why have an old man just blurbing some words?" And the sheikh turned round and he said, "Do these days, do we dress donkeys in ministers' clothes? And it enraged the minister. He got so angry, you could see his veins was about to pop out, and you could see the anger on his face. And the sheikh immediately said, "I did not mean to insult you. All I wanted to show you was, I just said a few words, and they caused in you such physiological distress. Look at the way your eyes were widening and nearly popping out. Your veins were coming out as though they were going to burst, and you could see the effects." So the sheikh told him, "Don't you think that maybe a few words taught by the divine creator, a few of the words taught by Rasulullah, will not make a difference to the physiological state of this child?" And it's something we need to think about, those of us who do not believe sometimes that maybe this particular du'a will cure whatever it is said to cure. Remember, there is an effect, provided it comes from our innermost being. See, we have two minds. We have one that thinks, and we have one that feels. Ideally, they should be coordinated. But when desires or shahawat surge, the balance tips. The emotional mind swamps the rational mind. Let's see an example from the Quran. Let's look at Surah Ash-Shu'ara. That's Surah number 26, and we'll look from Ayah 41 to 50. And this is talking about the magicians who were dedicated to Fir'aun, and they're called upon to oppose Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, "Falamma ja'a as-saharatu qalu li Fir'auna a'inna lana la'ajran in kunna nahnu al-ghalibin." When the magicians came, they said to Fir'aun, "Shall we get a reward if we are the ones who are the vanquishers?" Qala, and Fir'aun says, "Na'am, yes, wa innakum idhan lamin al-muqarrabin." You know what your reward will be? That you will be made near to me. In other words, you will get the OBE and the MBE and whatever it is that will show you a status that you are near me, that you're recognized by me. So, Qala Musa said to them, Qala lahum Musa, "Alqu ma antum mulqun." Musa said to them, "Cast what you're going to cast." Fa'alqu, so they cast. Hibalahum, their cords. Wa asiyahum, and their rods. Wa qalu bi izzati fir'auna inna lanahnu al-ghalibun. And you know what they say when they cast their cords and rods down? They said, "We, by Fir'aun's power, we definitely will be victorious." فَأَلْقَى مُوسَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَلْقَفُ مَا يَأْفِكُونَ. Then Musa cast down his staff, and lo, it swallowed up the lies they told. Now what happens? فَأَلْقِيَ السَّحْرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. The magicians are thrown down, prostrating in sajda. قالوا, they say, آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We believe in the Rabb of the worlds, رَبِّ مُوسَى وَحَارُونَ, the Rabb of Musa and Harun. قَالَ, and Fir'aun says, آمَنْتُمْ لَهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ آذَنَ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ لَقَبِيرُكُمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَكُمُ الصِّحْرَ فَلَصَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ لَأَقَطْعَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافِ وَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He said, "You believe in him before I give you permission. He's the chief of you all who taught you this magic. So you shall know. I will cut off your hands and your feet in opposite sides, and I will crucify you all." And you know what they said? قالوا لا ضير إنا إلى ربنا منقلبون. No harm. Indeed, to our Rabb we go back. So you can see that the magician's highest value was nearness to Fir'aun. And they even drew strength by swearing at his might. But in a split moment, they changed into believing in the Rabb of Musa and Harun. The change was basically the alignment of the head and the heart. See, we do what works. I do not understand my actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very things that I hate. This is Saint Paul, one of the Bible writers. He says that. But in essence, we do that which has a benefit. It might be a monetary benefit, might be a social benefit, might be a physical benefit, it might be an achievement in one direction or the other. So to develop emotional intelligence means working towards the benefit of peace. Remember Surah Ra'ad, Surah number 13, Ayah 28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alaa bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu qulub." You will only find in Allah's remembrance the resting of the hearts. In other words, surely by Allah's remembrance are the hearts set at rest. So the way we start is we think of all the negative, persistent and frustrating behaviors in our life. Identify them. Describe them. Note the benefits. Be alert to the possibility that your behavior is controlled by a fear of rejection. Sometimes fear of others is so strong that it can virtually make you do anything. But remember one thing. What you do not acknowledge, you cannot change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ra'ad in Ayah 10 says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change themselves. Be aware of the escalating effect of your thinking. Stop the train of thought before it has a chance to get going. Ask yourself, what I'm really concerned about now, is it going to matter a year from now? And look what the Prophet said. He said, somebody asked him, Ma ad-din? And he said, Husn al-khulq. Good akhlaq, good behavior. And the man asked the Prophet, from the right, from the left, from the back, from the front. Eventually the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a deep look said, Amma tafaqahu, why don't you understand? Huwa an la taghdab. Religion is defined not to get angry. And that's exactly the challenge of Aristotle that I mentioned to you before. And anyone can become angry, that's easy. But to become angry with the right person, to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose and in the right way, that is not easy.